tell me what you're thinking on going on off the field like five times in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, you just got to stay in it, you know. No matter what happens, you know, until the scoreboard says zero or the, you know, the clock says 0-0-0, you just got to stay focused and be ready to go. So, you know, we're just, but I mean, yeah, craziest game probably ever as far as swing of points in that last 5 minutes. But, you know, it was a good job by everybody just sticking with it and just staying locked in. You just have to stay locked in and be ready to go and get it done.
That last drive, you went right down the field. What was it? Talk about what was going on there. That was just more reacting to the situation, run up and get on the line.
I mean, I was just worried about getting them blocked, you know, the D-line, giving Joe as much time as we could possibly can. So, I mean, just, you know, just giving Joe as much time to try to make plays. I mean, that's all that was going through my mind was just give Joe time.
And they made a two-point conversion. It looked like when you jumped it, you had a running play called there and you were going to get down on that nose. Is that what it was?
No, I mean, it was just lack of, you know, I didn't know it was on two or double counts. I mean, I jumped and I was frustrated, but the good thing was we overcame it.
Yeah, you come and made it. And I guess your team overcame a lot today, and this is a very important win for you guys.
Yes.
Miami beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, so you maintain pace there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're all important. And for sure, you know, down the stretch, you know, in our position, we got to win. You know, we got to win pretty much all of them. And you know, Coach Caldwell talked about this being a monster game, and it turned out to be, you know, a barn burner, you know. So it was a great game, and everybody played well when they needed to, and we got it done.
Yeah, you also got the running game going, especially the single back running game.
Yeah, you know, we just need to keep working at it, you know, and there's potential there. We just need to keep, you know, working hard at it and, you know, just making plays.
All right. What about the fans sticking out there today and the things that they did out there?
Yeah.
Supposedly Adrian Peterson just tweeted that the Raven fans are terrible. I don't know why. Did they cheer? I don't think they cheered when he got hurt or anything.
I have no idea. I didn't hear any of that. But, yeah, it was a great job with the fans sticking with us. We've had some crazy weather games this year, that's for sure. And, you know, just snowing and, you know, and just good job. Everybody just playing football. You got to play through it. And there's going to be some, you know, some slipping a little bit here and there. But, you know, the good thing was that, you know, we just – kept playing hard and, you know, stuck at it. No matter what the score was, we kept fighting.
And this team seems like it's getting better as you get later on in the season. You got Dennis Pitta back, another weapon. Marlon Brown, a big play. So
yep.
Jacoby coming back. You're getting stronger as you go to the stretch.
Yeah, it's exciting, you know, that, you know, Pitta was back today. And, I mean, tough conditions for him to come back in. But, you know, I mean, we needed him. Fourth down touchdown by him was, you know, huge. And, you know, it's just about making plays. Guys making plays. You know, Jacoby making plays, Dennis making plays, Joe making plays. I mean, that's what the NFL is about. You got to make plays at the end of the game to win the game. And that's what we did. So it's exciting.